Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in us the fire of your love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done. And by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, the resurrection of your Son offers life to all of the peoples of earth. By your Holy Spirit, kindle us in the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each of them heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native languages? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and other parts of Libya belonging to Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of powers. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. 'In the last days it will be,' God declares, 'that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord. I invite you to read responsively with me Psalm 104. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, creating the ends of innumerable air, living things both small and great.
There go the ships and the Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open their your hand, they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to darkness.
When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke?
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have breath.
May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord.
Let the sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord.
Our second reading comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is in that very spirit, bearing witness with our spirit, that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him, so that we may be also glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you.
and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
It is good to be with you again on this day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost had come, a festival day, 50 days after Passover, a time of celebration, a pilgrim feast where adult Jewish men would come to Jerusalem to worship, and so the large crowd with many languages present. When the day of Pentecost had come, the Feast of Weeks, not a new festival, but for many, with the coming of the promised Holy Spirit, one that would be celebrated in a new way. Come, 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 Holy Spirit, come. Come, 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 Holy Spirit, come. When the day of Pentecost had come, Jesus' disciples all together, they have been waiting in Jerusalem as Jesus told them to when he ascended into heaven. They are waiting to be clothed with power from on high, Luke's gospel tells us. And the day comes, Pentecost, when the city is filled with God's people. God's people who become God's people in a new way as they receive the Holy Spirit. And probably many of them went home bringing the good news of Jesus crucified and risen and the promise of God's Spirit for all to those many lands. Come, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, 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 Holy Spirit, come. We know that the Spirit is present. The Spirit poured out in the waters of baptism. The Spirit we pray to be stirred up in us at confirmation and other times. The Spirit who calls us into community and sends us out. The Spirit who enables us and empowers us to believe. In Luther's Small Catechism, in the explanation to the third article of the Apostle Creed, Luther writes, "I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but instead that the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, and made me holy, and kept me in the true faith, just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Daily in this Christian church, the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine and those of all believers. On the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise me and all the dead, and will give to me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. Come, 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 Holy Spirit, come. Even as we pray, come, Holy Spirit, we know that the Spirit is present. For we confess our faith in Jesus, and that we can only do through the power of the Holy Spirit. But as we pray, we too pray for a new thing. Just as the day of Pentecost saw a new thing from on an old day, we pray for a new thing, a new way of seeing, a new way of being, a new way of telling the old, old story of Jesus and his love. For even in a fearful world, a world full of uncertainty and change, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we need not fear. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid, Jesus tells his disciples. And Paul reminds those who are led by the Spirit of God, they need not fear. We have the Holy Spirit. We pray it come and be stirred up so we are able to live as God's people, supporting and uplifting one another together in the power of the Spirit, so we may better share God's love with others, may better care for those Jesus calls blessed, those who are hungry, who are poor, who are excluded. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, may we be given vision to share God's love. Share God's love in a world that is hurting. To be signs of God's love to those who have been turned away or feel unloved. To walk in the power of God's Holy Spirit as it blows in and through us, giving us courage. Courage to go out as God's beloved children, now and forever. Come, 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 Holy Spirit, come. Come, 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 Holy Spirit, come. Amen.
I ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
We pray for creation. Allow fire to burn safely in habitats where it's needed, and quench flames when they threaten to run wild. Protect forests, prairies, and grasslands from destruction by natural forces or human misdeeds. Safeguard firefighters and rescuers in their dangerous work. Oh, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. We pray for the church. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and inspire us to share the gospel to those of all languages and nationalities, that despite human-made barriers, both within and outside the church, all people may come to experience and know your divine grace, mercy, and love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for courts and legislatures. Write your commandments on our hearts and inspire all who govern to lead with love over retribution. Unite judges, lawyers, and the systems of justice in a desire for reconciliation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the sick in body, mind, and spirit, especially Tammy, Joyce, Betty, Chuck, Fred, Judy, Jean, Krista, Dave, AJ, Caden and his family, Linda, Haley, Sandy, Scott, Ed, Tina, Bobby, Jim, and for those we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Lift all who have been bowed low by illness or injury, and bring to wholeness those who cry out to you in need. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the baptized of First Lutheran, and we especially lift you, those in our congregations who are affirming their baptism on this day. Raise up in us a deep desire to live out our baptismal promises and to support those of all ages in our shared journey of faith. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We continue our worship with our gifts and offerings.
Thank you.
us pray. Risen One, you have gathered us around your table of grace, along with these gifts we bring. Come among us again, breathe your life into us, and enliven us with this meal, that we may live as your risen body in the world.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and make us bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table of grace. Receive the gift of new life.
Thank you. body of Christ given to you. The blood of Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ broken for you.
Amen.
The blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Living one, in this feast you have made yourself known to us. Send us now to tell of your wonders, sing of your glory, and proclaim your risen life to a wounded and weary world.
Amen. Are there any announcements? Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen. Speaks to each of us.
Amen.
matter our origins or language,
filled with the Spirit of truth, go now and proclaim the saving power of Christ's love.